WeatherBrains 101 with Professor Peters.
Wind shear is the change or difference in wind speed or wind direction over a relatively short distance in the atmosphere. Some amount of wind shear is common in the atmosphere, and wind shear is important for the formation of tornadoes and hail. Large values of wind shear exist near fronts, cyclones, and the jet stream. Wind shear in an atmospheric layer that is unstable can result in clear air turbulence. Wind shear can be separated into vertical and horizontal components. Horizontal wind shear can be found across fronts and near the coast, and vertical wind shear typically near the surface. Shear can also occur at higher levels in the atmosphere, near upper-level jets and frontal zones aloft. Wind shear itself is a microscale weather phenomenon occurring over a very small distance, but it can be associated with the mesoscale or synoptic scale weather features such as squall lines and cold fronts. It is commonly observed near microbursts and downbursts caused by thunderstorms, weather fronts, areas of locally higher low-level winds referred to as low-level jets, near mountains, radiation inversions that occur due to clear skies and calm wind, buildings, wind turbines, and sailboats. Wind shear, or the lack of it, can play an important role in the development of tropical weather systems, too. Wind shear plays a significant role during the takeoff and landing of an aircraft due to their effects on the aircraft. In the context of aviation, wind shear refers to the change in wind with distance along a plane's flight path. If an aircraft experiences a sudden decrease in wind speed, it can reduce the lift on its wings to dangerously low values. Well, guess I'll close before the shear gets too much. If you have a question about the weather, drop an email to question@weatherbrains.com.